Almighty that's in this place today. We give Him honor and we give Him glory. You know, all I stand here for a few moments is just to lift up the name of Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, then I will draw all men, all women, anything that breathes in the human race. He said, I will draw all men unto Himself if we lift up Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus is the answer.
Yes, Lord.
You just have to pray up.
Amen.
Are there any questions that may be in your heart? Are there any questions on your mind? Or what about your thoughts? How are they today? Jesus is the answer. He have the answer. He is the answer. If you need the answer, He gave us a remedy. Man cannot help us. Man cannot help us. Nobody can help us today but Jesus. As we have been hearing what's going on around the world, and all of our ministers have been preaching, we have not been at this place before. So we don't have the answer to the situations and the conditions and the circumstances and all the things that are going on in the world, but Jesus knows all about them. Hallelujah. If you have a question in your heart that nobody has been able to answer, you've had a thought in your mind that you just can't get rid of, it keeps coming into your spirit, it keeps moving in your heart, and you need an answer, He gave us a remedy today. He said in the book of James, hallelujah, the first chapter, verses 5 through 8. He said, we are definitely living in a world with a whole lot of questions, with a whole lot of wondering what's next. We are surprised and we are shocked, and we are contemplating, what are we going to do? But Jesus gave His children an answer. He said in the 5th verse, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men liberally and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. But let him act in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. If any questions are in your mind today, He said, if you don't know the answer, ask God in Jesus' name, and He will answer you every time. Jesus is the answer. In the lesson we read this morning, Revelations, chapter 5, I want to just bring to the foremost of your mind, Jesus. Jesus, and how great He is, how powerful He is, and all that you need is wrapped up in one word, Jesus. In this chapter we read this morning, it gives us the power of His name. And as John was on the Isle of Patmos, see, Jesus is so great and wonderful. He didn't leave us to wonder and to be confused and to not know where we are when we're there. So John, he showed John who was the greatest, who was the only one. If I can tell you like I feel it, if I can really get into your spirit like I feel how great Jesus is. And this is what he told me to bring to you today. How great his name is. And that nobody can help you. Nobody. Nowhere. There's nobody you can turn to get the reality of this life but Jesus. No education. No scientist. No ability on the face of this earth can answer you of your questions like Jesus. And he's left out. I'm not going to read all of it, but I just want to read this portion here. It said, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne. Now this is in heaven. We haven't been to heaven. We don't know what heaven looked like. And this was in heaven that the Holy Spirit of God showed the man of God how great the Lion of the tribe of Judah is in the life of mankind. It said, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. It was totally and completely sealed. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And John said, and I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Hallelujah. Jesus. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and had redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and had made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And if you just take time, when you go home, to read the rest of the story, you will know and want to worship God every second of the day. every minute, every hour, you would want to worship God. Because it tells us when he opened the book, when he loosed the seals, when Jesus, the one in whom we are going to see one day, whether we like it or not, or whether we are ready or not, we're going to meet this Jesus. We're going to meet this Jesus who suffered, bled, died on the cross for you and for me. And as you read this, when you get an opportunity, you will see that as he opened the book, and all of these things that you're seeing that is happening in the world right now came out of the book. Every seal that Jesus opened, the fires, the murders, the famines, the earthquakes, the sickness, the disease, it is not by chance. These things that you see happening is not by chance. They are divinely ordered by God. One by one, the seals were open. The trumpets, as you read it down, I want you to read it. I'm not going to tell you what happened. Because if you had read it before, you will see around the world. You will see around the world that he said it was going to happen. One fourth is going to burn. One third is going to be on fire. One third is going to be killing one another. One third of this earth, this whole earth is engulfed in trouble. And nobody can help you out but Jesus. Nobody can escape what's happening. Those people in Texas could not escape it if they wanted to, because God said it that way. He said, lift my name up and let them know these things that you see happening, the murders of the people, the children, murdering one another, is not by chance, because they won't lift up Jesus. They leave him out of their life. They leave him out of their plan. They plan their own life. They do their own thing, and they fall under the curse of God. Read it, it's in the book. It's all right on time. You have to know that your only hope is Jesus. Nothing else can bring you out of what's going on in the world today but Jesus. It's not going to get any better, so don't look for it, because it ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's already written to happen. He said, I'm not a man that I should lie. And he said, I don't change. I'm the same yesterday. I'm the same today. And I'm the same forever. Jesus is the answer. If you wanted to, if you got a situation and you got a habit and you wanted to stop, nobody can help you stop it but Jesus. Nobody can get it out of you but Jesus. Because there is power in the name of Jesus. There's no power under the heaven greater than the name of Jesus. The song say, I looked all over and I could find nobody. I look high and I look low and I found nobody, because nobody's greater. There was nobody. There was nobody even worthy in the heavens. And in the heavens is nothing but angels that has never sinned. Nobody in heaven, there was none that never sinned, but not even the angels that were made by God Almighty was worthy to open those seals. The whole heaven, he said, in the heavens, in the earth, Nobody even under the earth was worthy to even look on the book, to open the seal. So what are we doing with Jesus? Hallelujah. Nobody's greater. Nobody is greater. You see the Pope? They worship the ground he walks on. They will travel all from every side of the world. Rain or snow, sleet. It don't matter the weather. They reverence that Pope. They reverence him. They just had a big celebration just a few days ago. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands came and stood all night long just to get a glance at him. They traveled from the east. They traveled from the west. They came by ship. They came by boat. They came by plane because they knew he was going to be there. Just to get a glimpse. But we have Jesus right here. Right here in our hearts. And as this lesson told you today, as they read the lesson, they, when they saw that the lamb, the lion out of the tribe of Judah was able to open the book, they grabbed their instrument and they worshiped. They bowed down and they worshiped the worthy Lamb of God. Oh, the glory of his presence. Do you recognize his presence? And when you recognize his presence, how do you worship the presence of the Almighty God through Jesus that's wrapped up right in here? Who has made himself so low, made himself so humble to want to live in a heart like mine? What a God. What a God. What a God. Do you know him? Do you keep him in the forefront of your heart every day of your life? And to make sure that you do nothing that would hurt him? He's worthy. He's worthy. I'm going to tell you about one person in the Bible that knew that Jesus was the answer. And nobody else could have helped him. Nobody could have helped him. Listen to what the scripture said in St. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. It says, "And they came to Jordan, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, 'Thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus, the great God of the heavens, and Jesus stood still." "And commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, 'Be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee.' And he casting away his garment, taking off the old clothes, hallelujah, to give reverence to the Almighty God. He was blind, but he knew to give reverence. He cast off his old tattered garment, rose and came to Jesus. And when Jesus saw, and Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus. This young man heard about Jesus somewhere. And he always positioned himself that maybe, just maybe, one day he might pass this way. Just maybe. But I want to be in this place at all times, just in case. He heard about the powers of Jesus. Now, he was a blind man. He couldn't see. And nobody gave him no sight. Nobody could have helped blind Bartimaeus. If you read in the other chapters, they tell you it was two blind people there. And they both cried out to Jesus. And the people who couldn't help him told him to be quiet. They couldn't give him no sight. They couldn't get him off that corner. But when he heard that Jesus was passing by, the Bible said he gathered some more strength and he cried the louder, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus heard his heart cry. And Jesus stopped. What it would be if you can get Jesus to stop by you, stand still, and ask you what you want, what you need, what is, if you can get enough praise and worship in your heart to get the Holy Ghost through Jesus to stop and listen to what you're trying to say. Blind Bartimaeus didn't give them a chance to make him lose what he needed from God. He said, "Jesus," because he knew nobody could help him. Nobody could deliver him. Nobody could give him no sight. So he said, "Jesus, the one that can do it." The only one he knew, he heard about the power of Jesus. And he didn't know whether Jesus was going to ever pass that way again. So he wasn't going to let that opportunity pass him by. How many opportunities we allow Jesus to pass by and we don't get his attention? Jesus stopped, stood still. I hear somebody calling me from the heart. It wasn't from his lips. It was from his heart. He said, "I will hear your heart's cry." When it come out of your heart, Jesus stops. He stood still. He did not take another step. Because he knew that somebody needed something that he had, that he was willing to give. He wanted to give those people their sight. But if they did not cry out, if they did not call out with a sincere heart, with a well-made up mind, "You ain't passing me today, Jesus. You are not gonna let, I'm not gonna let you go. As Jacob said, I'm not gonna let you go until you bless me." He knew that Jesus was the only answer. He was the only answer then. He's the only answer now. And he forevermore will be the answer. Nobody can help you, people. Hallelujah. Nobody can help you. And the next person is you I'm talking to. You know that Jesus is the answer. You know Jesus is the only one can help you. You know nobody else can help you. Nobody can give you what you're desiring. No kind of can remove those pains that you're having. Nobody can do it. Not the doctor, not the lawyers, not nobody. You know that. You know it from the depths of your heart that nobody can do these things. You know he's the answer. So I ask you today. I ask you today. You and you and you and you today. What do you need more than Jesus? What do you need more than Jesus? No matter what it is, Jesus is still the answer. So what's holding you up from accepting Jesus as your all in all? The one that can take you to where you're trying to get to. Is it pride? He's still the answer. Are you ashamed of your past life? He already know about that. What's troubling you? Your sins? He took those to the cross. Your pain? He suffered pain, so you know what pain is all about. Your financial problem? He know how to send you fishing. Hallelujah. Is your husband or wife your problem? He know about husband and wife. He put them together. He made them. Oh my God, my God. What's troubling you today that you need more than Jesus to fix it? What more do you need than Jesus? Who's greater? Who's greater? Who's greater? Who has more power? Who can do more for you than Jesus can do? All you need to do is pray up. Pray up. Pray up. Pray up. Pray up. Do you have enough confidence to trust in the God that is able? He said, I can do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can even ask or think. That's why he said nobody in the heaven, nobody on the earth, nobody under the earth was greater or worthy enough to even look on the book, more or less open it. Who else do you want? Who are you looking to? Those few dollars? I'm gonna lose some friend? I'll be a friend to Jesus because he calls me friend. And he's a friend that stick it closer than a brother, than a husband, than a wife, than your children, than your mother, your father, your minister. He's closer than the doctor. He's closer than your own self. Are we willing to come to Jesus? He just told me to lift up his name. And he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Would you come to Jesus today? With all your problems, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He's going to be the same tomorrow. So it's all right to accept him today. He will fix your problems. Because you can't fix this leg. You would have fixed it a long time ago. You can't change your circumstances unless you would have changed them a long time ago. Would you just come? Who would like to come to Jesus today after you found out that he is the only one? He's the only one can change your life. He can heal your body. He can change your situation. He can make everything turn around. Would you come to Jesus? He's your only hope. You can't do it. It's not going to ever be done by you. And you're never going to be ready to accept him. Because it says, except my Father draw you, you will never come. He said in the heaven, he saw 1,000, 10,000 times 1,000. Are you going to be among them or not? And you won't be among them if you don't come to Jesus and surrender your whole soul, body, and mind. So what's holding you up? Pride? Is pride got you down? The Bible says, pride go before destruction, and a haughty look before a fall.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is your husband or wife, you think they may walk out and leave you?
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus will be a husband, he'll be a wife, he'll be a mother. Don't be afraid of nothing natural, because everything that you see natural is going to pass away. It's going to pass away. It's not going to remain with you. You're not going to keep it, because nothing lasts forever but Jesus. He got everything you need. What is it that you need?
Prayer away.
Prayer. He's just a prayer away.
With your heart.
He's just a prayer away.
And I'll hear.
He's just a prayer away.
Every
He's just a prayer away. Nobody's going to help you tomorrow like Jesus.
When you
Nobody's going to give you what you're asking for like Jesus. Nobody can fix your situation but Jesus. But he don't force himself. You don't want him to let you batter and batter and batter. Because he have the answer. Jesus is the answer. He's just a prayer away. Anyone else want to come to Jesus? You want to come to Jesus? We're not saying come to this church. We're not saying come to this congregation. We're saying come to Jesus. He'll fix it for you right now, right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Hakorobo Santa. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give to him. Give the situation to him. And just throw your hands up and say, I surrender. I surrender to you, Jesus. I surrender to Jesus. It's all about Jesus. He'll fix it for you.